Okay, good afternoon. Can everybody hear me? All right, good. Well, my presentation is standardizing processes for the Environmental Health Department, for the Iowa Department of Public Health. I have nothing to disclose. The purpose today is to share with you a project that we did in order to standardize the county-level environmental health processes. The intent was to achieve consistent customer experience statewide. So this is a really perfect marriage for myself and the Iowa Department of Public Health. I don't work with them normally. I work for a health insurance company, Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield. But I was doing my master's in public health, and this was a great opportunity for us to work together. So it used my background in process improvement, and as well as my master's program in public health, along with the work that Iowa Department of Public Health is already doing towards their effort in quality improvement. So this was a good match. I will say that everything that I'll talk to you today about is not specific to environmental health or Iowa or a specific industry. So everything I tell you about today, you can really adopt for whatever purpose that you're going to be using it for. People I would like to thank, Rohit, is up in the front, well, kind of up in the front. He was my mentor for this project. Joy Harris works at the Iowa Department of Public Health, and she's also running the modernization efforts there. Mary Minster Hansen was my Des Moines University advisor. And then Ted Truen, Jody Sutter, and Janine Wolf were all at the environmental health departments. They were the staff that I worked directly with for the project. So I talked about modernization, the work that Joy was doing. Excuse me, that she is doing. And the term modernization is actually the way that they've named it for Iowa, that they're moving towards this accreditation through FAB. And their goal is to improve the quality, accountability, and consistency of services provided in Iowa. So why would we want to go forward with standardization? What's the purpose for that? When I talk about standardization, I'm talking about the documented, clearly documented, step-by-step activities that are taking place in order to deliver services consistently. So that's really what we were trying to do as our first step. Iowa has 99 counties, which is quite a few counties. And if you think about each county being run differently, that means that, let's say, if you live in one county and you work in another county, you're going to get different experiences in terms of the environmental health services that you receive. Standardizing, the second bullet, allows an organization, regardless what organization is, to understand their workflow and measure performance. If you don't have it documented and it's not clearly documented, how does anybody really know what the work is, and how do you know you can repeat the work the next time around? And then the last two are sort of related. Without standardization, it's very difficult to know if you're really solving a problem and if you're really able to make a quality improvement. So you need to know where you've started in order to know where you want to go, and you need to know how to get there. For modernization, there are 11 different activities that they're looking at, or different categories. So why did we choose environmental health from all of those different categories? First of all, there's been very little emphasis on environmental health. Thank you. Environmental health services in Iowa. I don't know how it is in every other state, but not a lot of emphasis there. This doesn't mean that there's not a drive for it or an interest in it. Actually, the staff that we worked with were really enthusiastic about getting quality improvement into their efforts and their processes. The second part is that the reporting structure can be different depending on which county you're looking at. So by this I mean that in some counties we have environmental health and we have public health departments that are in the same county. They each report equally to the local board of health. In other counties, you have environmental health reporting to public health, who then reports to the local board of health. So as you might imagine, that third bullet, based on that reporting structure, you can get varied funding or varied levels of support for the work that you're going to do based on how you're organized. So the last thing, focusing on environmental health not only addresses the immediate need, so the need for quality improvement, but it also positions environmental health to be leaders in the work towards quality improvement and standardization. So especially if they are reporting to a public health department and then reporting up, that need for visibility is really essential for them getting the drive that they need and the momentum that they need to go forward with quality improvement. So this just goes over the steps for the project, and I'm going to go into each of these steps in a little bit of detail coming forward. First thing we did was selected three counties. We did a site visit at the counties, developed draft process maps, completed the maps in more detail, and then compared the maps and looked for opportunities for standardization across the counties. And then finally, we developed a monitoring plan at the county level. So those first three things, the selection of three counties. We ended up deciding on two rural counties and one urban county. And the reason for that was partly because they had that interest, that willingness to make quality improvements for their departments. I also wanted to make sure that we got a good cross-section of demographics. So we looked at different demographics, different reporting structure, different funding, so we could get a good representation. So if we were to carry this forward to other environmental health offices, we would really feel like we were able to represent what the other offices were doing. The next thing was the site visit. So I went to the different environmental health offices, not knowing anything about their work or what they've done before, just to ask them, what are some common things that you do, some typical processes that you do? And then once we got those conversations going, I asked for the documentation. So they would pull out binders, blow off the dust, pull out binders, and just hand me pages and pages. So we started photocopying about 50 pages or more of documents that sort of described the work that they do every day. And then I left. I just went away, and on my own, I looked at each of those documents. From there, I tried, without any other information, to create process maps. So this was really a test to say, is there enough information in this narrative that they've handed me to go out and create a process map to try to represent those activities? So the first thing I did was to compile a list of the processes they told me they'd provide. And if you'll notice, they don't all provide the same processes. There's 11 of them here, and only 5 of them are ones that they all provide consistently, I should say, to some degree. And I didn't really see a rhyme or reason about why that is. So if you'll notice, there's some with just urban, some with just the two rural, some with one rural and the other two not doing the services. And then one I'm going to talk in more detail about is the rabies cases, so how they respond to rabies cases. And as you'll notice, the two rural counties only deal with bats, and then the urban county will do whatever. If you got bit by a dog, they're after Cujo. All right. So this was my first attempt, and it's kind of a snapshot and really compiled steps. But if you see, we go from left to right, receive report of an animal bite, document the info, advise the victim to seek care, determine if the animal owner identified. This is where the breaks went on, because when I followed the path of no, the animal owner is not identified, I had nothing else to go on. I had no other documentation at that point. It just sort of fell off. So that's when I went back to the different offices and said, okay, now what do I do? Well, then I complete the map. I asked for where there were gaps and whether or not what I had mapped was accurate. A lot of times I'd find out that what I mapped was an old process they don't do anymore, some things were just missing, and then in this case, all the stuff at the bottom are things that I wouldn't have captured just looking over the map in the first place by myself. Once I did that for each county, for all the different processes, then I took the maps and I compared them against each other and asked some questions about, just to validate if it's true that they don't actually do their processes the same or if it's true that they actually do their processes the same. So I looked for opportunities for standardization where appropriate. This is an example of the rural maps that were standardized. So the two different rural counties essentially did the same activities when it came to responding to rabies cases. But if you'll notice, compared to the urban map, like I said before, if it is not a bat, if it is that dog, they're going to involve the sheriff county, the sheriff's department. So that's going to be done a little bit differently. Then finally, what we did was to develop a county-level monitoring plan. So we just did this for one of the processes, and it was more to use as a template for going forward. So this is an overview of what's done during a monitoring plan. Identify performance targets, create process performance measures, determine when and where data should be collected, specify corrective and preventive actions, and assign responsibility for actions. So just to make that a little bit more practical to you, the headings are at the bottom for a typical monitoring plan, not always going to be exactly like this. But let's just say a resident wants to have a complaint handled within 10 days. Maybe that's their expectation. So their overall target would be to have it completed within 10 days. When they break up the map into smaller pieces, they might say, well, I'm going to need to go and conduct an inspection or investigate the complaint within 3 days, let's say. So that would be sort of where they would set their target. Now, if they weren't going to be able to meet that, that would be the short-term situation where if they say, oh, we're going to go over 3 days, there needs to be a corrective action. So what are they going to do to still make sure that that customer's satisfied within 10 days? Are they going to need to take some extreme measures of some sort? How are they going to be able to manage that? So that's the corrective action. The preventive action would be, how are we going to make sure this isn't going to be continually a problem going forward? Do some standards need to change? Do you need to work with your resourcing? What needs to happen? And then, of course, assigning responsibility. It's important that everyone feels accountable to make sure that these are going to be taking place and everybody is taken care of. So for me, this was a one-year project that I did, and then at this point, the Iowa Department of Public Health is still moving forward. This was an effort that they had so that they could keep continuing on to make their quality improvements. So they've developed a committee specifically for indicators. So they're creating and tracking, and they're going to be using the monitoring plans to try to help them as well to use those indicators. They're also going to be reviewing the process maps and other tools and templates they've already started creating in order to figure out how to roll this out to other counties across Iowa. So some insights that we found from doing this mapping exercise. First, and I mentioned this already, the documentation alone is not necessarily sufficient for having somebody be able to pick it up and be able to do the process themselves. And that goes along with the second one, which is a lot of the activities based upon experience and not by anything that's documented. One of the women that I worked with, she was pregnant. She just had her baby recently. And I kept thinking the entire time, if she leaves before we're done, how's anybody going to pick up her work and do it? And that's one case of many things that can happen. That's a really serious need for having that documented. A limited amount of standard tools and templates. Throughout the mapping exercise, I would regularly ask, where do they document this information that they collect? Do they keep it anywhere? Is it something that they're going to consistently look up? And a lot of times the answer was no, that they're not doing it in a consistent way. We also found out that those standards that were developed, tools and templates that were developed, were supposed to be captured on a new website that they had. And when we looked out there, they weren't there. So this was a good exercise because it raised that awareness and it's gotten fixed since that time. So that was really helpful. The other one is the minimal performance measures. When I asked about this, the only things I was finding was that there's volume being collected, and a lot of times that is on an annual basis, and that's often because the state requires it, and that's not even for every process. So the idea of measuring things in order to make sure that the community members are satisfied or to make sure you can make improvements, that's not being done today. So that's one thing that was really an aha from this experience. And then the last thing, inconsistency between and within departments, it's not just that across different communities that there's different processes and different ways of doing the work. Even within a single county, if an individual hasn't done the process in a while, they might forget how to do it and they might deliver it completely differently the next time around, and there could be problems that way. So recommendations, if this is something you want to do with your own community or wherever it is that you're going to be working, don't rely solely on the existing documentation. I mentioned that. The use of an external facilitator is really positive because it allows you to see those gaps that people overlook when they're in it day to day. I think it's hard for, if you're seeing it day to day, to really recognize that there's any kind of gap in the procedure, for example. The third one, allow organizational concerns to be discussed openly. I don't know about everybody else's state, but there's been some economic issues in Iowa. So there's a little bit of unrest. And when somebody in a suit walks into your office that you haven't seen before and you're already a little nervous, you're a little more nervous. So that was the first discussion we had, was about the job, what this is going to mean to them for their job. And I think whatever that issue is, if there's a touchy issue going on, try and identify it as early as possible and address it thoroughly. Because if you don't, you're not going to get the open and thorough answers that you're going to need going forward with your work. Document at the appropriate level of detail. So it might not be okay to just say, go in and do an inspection. That might be too broad. But at the same time, pick up a pencil, sign your name. Those types of steps might be a little bit too detailed. So try to figure out how detailed you want to do it before you get started. And then have clear guidelines when standard and non-standard work is appropriate. So in some cases, you know, people might have just done the same thing for years and years and years just because that's the way they've always done it or that's the way they were told to do it. But that might not be a good enough reason for everybody to have their own unique way of doing the work. In other cases, it makes perfect sense. If they don't have the resources, if the town is too small, whatever the case is, they might need to do things a little bit differently. But just make sure that that's clear up front when you're doing this. And that is all I have, so thank you.